You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Well, to London we go, and of course it's time for the Worldview from London. Good morning to you, Adam, and it's the end of an era in Cuba. Raul Castro has stepped down as a leader. What, it's the first time in 60 years a leader in that country won't be called Castro.
Morning, Bongani. Yeah, exactly. Since 1959, when Fidel Castro became the prime minister, then subsequently president. But ever since then, there's been a Castro at the top, and all that Cuba has gone through, in particular through the 60s and 70s, it's opened up a little bit more. Maybe it'll open up some more without a Castro in charge. But it is Raul Castro's right-hand man, Miguel Díaz-Canel, who is going to take over, so ending the family long rule. But I mean, he, I'm sure, will carry on in a similar vein for a little while longer. But also interesting that this is a National Assembly in Havana who decides it. It's not exactly gone to a popular vote. The National Assembly will announce it today. They've delayed it until today, and you wonder why. He was the only candidate, but for some reason they couldn't quite say. So I guess I'll put a bit of glitz and glamour into their announcement. There's a new bloke in charge.
The only candidate in the only political party. I mean, wow, you have to think about that. But of course, Raul will remain the first secretary of the party. So he'll still, I suppose, be able to be the real figure in power, because the president has to do whatever he decides. So we'll see how that unfolds in Cuba. Now, hate crime in the UK, a campaign. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've obviously heard of racial prejudice. Well, this is facial prejudice. And there's this campaign, an extraordinary campaign, on behalf of the 1.25 million people in Britain who have significant disfigurement, scars or birthmarks or other irregular features. 500,000 of that 1.25 million have facial issues. The charity, Changing Faces, says for too long people have been abused and harassed. A third of people with facial disfigurement say they've been a victim of hate crime in whatever form, but only 1 in 9 reported the crime to police. So the charity is saying, you know, let's get this right, let's make an awareness campaign at least where people realize what's going on. And as they put it, no one deserves to suffer abuse because of the way they look. Amen to that for whatever. But isn't it sad that we need a campaign on this in the first place?
Yeah, I imagine also the advent of social media has made this even more of a problem, because obviously on platforms like Instagram, for example, I imagine people with disfigured faces that might face some real abuse. So that's a really, really worrying one. Now, new language?
Yes.
I'm making signs at you, Adam.
I think most of us might have tapped into this sign language. Yes, according to YouTube research, emoji is the fastest growing language in history. I suppose there's a moot point as to whether it actually counts as a language, but certainly people use it that way, smiley face. But according to this research, it is ruining young people's English skills. Grumpy face. 94% of people agree there has been a decline in the correct use of English. Apparently, spelling, grammar, syntax, and the ability to communicate generally have all been affected by the advent of the emoji. Children are finding it possible to communicate almost entirely by emojis. And actually, let's be honest, I mean, I've sent a message which was just a picture taken off the phone to indicate something. But there again, I don't know, Bongani, in a world where the grinning turd is one of the most popular symbols, you do worry about the future of communication. At least there are some mediums, like radio, which are free of emoji nonsense. Wink with a tongue sticking out.
Lol. Lightning.
Waving hands. Lol.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Adam Gilchrist on the line there with the World View from London. Now, every day on the Emirates World View, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from a tweet, handle at Arlene1622, who tweeted, "What is the origin of accents in languages?" That's a very interesting one. Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Rosemary Wildsmith Cromarty, Professor in Applied Linguistics at UKZN.
Accents develop within a context and eventually become markers of identity. They have come to be associated with geographic regions, language groups, ethnic groups, and social class, according to socioeconomic status of the speakers. They tend to be passed down from generation to generation and become associated eventually with different dialects or language varieties. Children pick up accents in their environments very easily and are also very influenced by their parents or the generation before them, so they continue to use the same accents going forward.
So, Tsehomo Desanya, what accent are you going to be using going forward? I see how you've been calling Jono. Jono!
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. We'll see. Wait for like 30 minutes.
All right, we'll see what accent you come up with before 9 o'clock. Congratulations to Arlene1622 for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.